Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the New Earth Architectress podcast. I am once again in a dreamy, magical location at the ancient city of Ephesus, broadcasting from my hotel room at our deluxe Ephesus retreat. And I have been leading a one-on-one VIP retreat for one of my incredible clients. And I want to share a bit about some of the breakthroughs that she's experiencing, and the ahas and the transformations as a result of connecting with the ancient sites, the sacred sites, the Temple of Artemis, and the power place that is Ephesus. You know, it is so important for us women, especially, to be coming back to these sacred sites to tune in to what we are, what the material that we are made of. And it's about a remembering of our primal creative powers. It's a remembering of our intuition, a remembering of the forces of life that we were once so interconnected with, the elements, the heartbeat of Earth, of Mother Gaia, our connections to the stars, and the beauty that comes with all of that. So, you know, it's a bit challenging expressing in words the amazing beauty that I am witnessing, transformations that I'm witnessing with my client. And it's, you know, I'm seeing how swiftly she's able to come back into alignment and make swift decisions, receive answers to questions that she may have been churning in her head for, you know, a month, but coming to this power place and coming back to her true nature, she's able to receive the answer immediately. So this is about awakening that capacity within you to make swift project decisions, to really open up the floodgates to your creativity, so you serve your clients in a much more joyful, easeful, and successful way. And, you know, this is about bringing and bridging the spirit with matter, bridging the realms of the subtle realms, the realms of the nature spirits, the realms of the goddess, and all of our aspects, and weaving this into your design practice, bringing this knowledge back into the way you practice architecture and design. We have been divorced from this world, this realm, for way too long. And we've been cut off from our intuition. We've been cut off from our goddess power. We've been cut off from our truest essence. And we've been depending on external authorities to tell us how we should look, how we should design, how we should work, in what format, in what environment. We've been told how much we should charge based on a model that is a dollars for hours model, a consulting model, which is rooted in the dollars for hours. And, you know, while, you know, you are a successful woman, you're high achieving, you have gained a certain amount of success and also financial success, but you've reached this threshold and there's only so much you can do within the old paradigm. And your soul is wanting more. Your soul is wanting an adventure. Your soul is wanting to break free from the mold, you know, that's basically brittle, is calcified. It doesn't have any life force anymore. The mold that is conventional practice, that's depleting you, that's making you overwork, that's not speaking the potentials of, you know, what's possible when we are fully turning every single chakra, every single meridian, every single energetic zone of our entire being on, to utilize our power at the full force that it can be used to create healing sanctuaries for our future, healing sanctuaries for the next seven generations. We just spent the most incredible day yesterday connecting with incredible power places that are so charged with life force energy, each with unique qualities, each with a unique energetic blueprint. And, you know, the ancient temple builders, the masters knew. They knew about how to configure, orchestrate with form. They knew how to configure and orchestrate sacred geometries that enabled the transmission and amplification of healing energy. Not only healing energy, but an energy that can carry and spread thoughts, carry and spread prayers, carry and spread the voice of God, the voice of creation, the voice of the goddess. So their architecture can be an amplifier. An amplifier of the sacred energetic life force of healing life force that brings vitality to a whole region and anchors it in the vertical. Always helping us to remember, always helping us to remember that we are connected with earth and sky, always helping us to remember the great spirit within and our alignment with the cosmos and our alignment with Mother Gaia. So much of the architecture today is about serving the horizontal. And what I mean by that is it's about survival consciousness, and it has been totally disconnected from the wisdom that we can receive from the stars, wisdom that we can receive from the angelic realms, from the Akashic realms, the wisdom that we can receive from the deep within the earth, from the womb of Mother Gaia. And it's like, okay, well, how can we do this? How can we apply our connection to source, to the way we practice architecture? Well, women, it's certainly about breaking up how you work throughout the day. Are you working in front of the computer for hours upon hours, barely taking a break? Are you getting plenty of time to go out in nature, connecting with your body, connecting with your womb wisdom, connecting with the nature spirits, the elements? Do you get to travel as much as you would love? What's that week look like for you? Because that it's the first step, really, to start to nourish yourself first, so you can discover the abyss of creative juices that exist within you. So the architecture that we see now is very materialistic. And, you know, is void of this sacred balance that we once knew how to build. And this sacred balance involves a deep listening. It involves a deep listening to the land. It involves a deep listening to the people who will use the building, who will use the garden. It involves a deep listening to the genus loci, the soul of the place, the spirit of the place. And it involves a deep listening to the unseen members of your team that are supporting you and supporting your client. In some previous episodes, I've talked about how I bring the nature spirits to the design table and ask them, connect with them to create the blueprint for the property that I'm working on with my client. And so I invite them, and we work with them, and we receive clues, we receive guidance, we receive suggestions from them, we receive visions from them. And this brings so much ease and flow to project planning. from the very first step of project design to, you know, the conceptual design phase, all the way through design development and to permit drawings. It really opens the way for smooth project planning for my clients. So many of you are also, you know, you see the destruction that's occurred on this planet through unconscious, greedy ways of building on the land. I was just in walking through a tiny house model the other day with my husband. And when you walk in, there's just this waft of toxic smells. Everything in that tiny house was synthetic. There was no real living material in that tiny house. And you could just feel it. There's this kind of off buzzing feeling that is just so off-putting. And it's just a space that you definitely can't ground. And this is, you know, tiny houses are often placed in locations that are rural, right? Places where you can't get the zoning to build a home. And they're often in beautiful locations in nature. And I'm like, well, what if we're not going to work with natural materials, right? Or at least bring some into the structure, because I know with tiny houses, it's challenging. You know, you've got to build it out of steel and there's a certain constraint of proportions, whatever. I mean, it's too narrow and it's too constricting for my taste, to be honest. I like big, expansive houses, big, expansive spaces. But, you know, for everyone, everyone has a different story. We're living in some tiny houses right now. So I'm just giving you my experience of them right now, living in them. It's too tight, too narrow for me. But the materials, right? What kind of materials are we building with? What kind of forms are we building with? Are these forms really supporting vitality, really supporting the nourishment of our soul, of our bodies? And I'm not saying that, you know, we got to be always building, you know, organic forms or circles, and all buildings need to look like plants. You know, there is a wave of architecture like that, an impulse of architecture like that, which is, you know, some of it is really beautiful, and some of these forms are extremely inspiring. But you can tell that also because they're highly simulated in the digital realm, that they're missing the human element, or that they're trying to simulate structures of plants in the forms. And as a result of that, it's also missing the human element. So how can we bring architecture to this place where it's really expressing ourselves? Yes, plants are a part of us. Yes, the mineral kingdom is a part of us. Yes, the animal kingdom are a part of us. In fact, I don't want to quote or I want to make a reference to a Steiner lecture that I read many moons ago, and I'm hoping I'm getting this right. But there, you know, the human existed before the plant, animal, and mineral kingdoms, and that all those kingdoms actually birthed out of the essence of the human being. Now, of course, way back then, in the primal beginnings, we didn't look like this. We weren't in this form. But throughout time, there was a certain evolution and development of the animals, of the mineral kingdom, of the plant kingdom. So I may not be getting this precise dead on because there are so many nuances and details to this process. But in essence, you know, we are at the center because of our advanced consciousness. And it is our responsibility to be the orchestrators of these kingdoms or queendoms. And, you know, you could say, oh, well, that's such a dominating perspective, right? Us humans, we've ruined everything. We ruined the world. That's so human-centric, right? But we are responsible to also be the stewards through our consciousness, whether it be the stewards of an organic farm, the stewards of a beautiful garden, the stewards of building a beautiful master plan for a city. And so this is about, through our consciousness, our awareness that these aspects of the earth, of nature, the elements, air, water, fire, earth, the minerals, the plants, the animals, with our knowledge that they are all a part of us, with that knowledge, orchestrating the music of the architecture, with that consciousness, rather than the approach of, okay, well, we've ruined the world and nature is far more advanced than we are. Nature is intelligent. Nature is this, nature is that. And there's this ecological kind of stream with green architecture, sustainable architecture, that puts the human being in this kind of like guilt realm, like where we're just, we should be guilty and we need to repair all the damage that we've done. Okay, I get that. I get it. Because we have done a lot of damage. And I don't think that that's going to plant the seeds for the kind of longevity and resilience that we really need moving forward. Some green architecture and sustainable architecture is beautiful, incredible, amazing works that are, making a low impact in terms of energy consumption and are making use of, you know, natural materials, etc. But when you look at the form and the way that it's been built, and, you know, often some, you know, those buildings aren't built with any consultation to the spirit of the land. But when you look at, and when you look at the form, it's not expressing the essence of the human being. And in my, from what I have gathered through my years of esoteric studies and meditation and the gifts that this universe and the subtle realms are giving me in these beautiful years of my life, and it will continue this learning process, discovery process, is that we are creating the world through our mind, our consciousness. And we have, human beings have so much power. We are, again, referencing Steiner, because I think he's one of the most specific, laser precise knowledge holders of spiritual wisdom, and he's brought it down to a science. That we actually, in the realm of Devahan, are designing the plants with the devas. So we are literally creating nature in other realms, in other dimensions, rather than us being separate from nature. This is a really critical, this is a very important distinction. Oh, we've ruined the world, climate change, we got to do something about it. I feel so guilty. I feel so guilty for consuming all this plastic. I feel so guilty for ruining the world. We have to do this. Nature is so much more advanced than us. Nature has this incredible intelligence. I mean, obviously, yes, she does. And it is us. And it is us. We are co-creators. We are birthing nature in another realm. We are the Great Mother. We are Mother Earth. So this is the key, women. This is the key. You can talk about ecological design, bring some concepts into your architecture work. Amazing. Do it. I'm doing this as well. We need to bring natural materials and sustainable methods of building spaces. Absolutely. But what I'm here to share with you and to invite you to do is to bring nature in. And as you bring nature in, you will see that she has always been in you. That you are nature. And it requires a certain walk. It requires a certain way of being in your relationships, in your work life, in your family life, in your lifestyle. I needed to shift a lot of things in my life to step into the creator being that I am now. And now I get to travel to sacred sites and lead my VIP clients on an incredibly magical, powerful journey through these ancient sites, so they discover and remember the nature within them, their essence, who they really are. So that each drawing, each word, each presentation, each architectural project decision is just overflowing, squirting. That's the word I was hearing. Like juices are squirting out of every single act of creation. And it is expressing this deep, deep knowledge that we are the temple and that it's up to us to build her back together again. Stop hiding. Stop putting your spiritual woo-woo, you know, practice or knowledge or research or studies on the side. It's time to bring it all in, and it's time to bring it out into the open and share your gifts with the world. This is a movement. And you know, that we're part of a relatively small group. But the ones who hear the call know exactly what I'm talking about. You're meant for something big. You're meant to rebuild the temple. So women, I've got to go to the breakfast table now and got to wrap up. I feel like I could just go on and on and on. I'm again, so excited to be recording this podcast from the beautiful retreat center in Ephesus, in the ancient city of Ephesus. And I look forward to holding space for you one day here. I have closed the doors at the end of May for applications for this VIP retreat, but I can take one or two more clients in the fall. So I'm going to add the application at the after the show notes of this episode. And so make sure that you apply ASAP, as there are limited spots in my schedule and also at the hotel, because it's a very, it's a prime location for many spiritual groups. There are amazing groups, events that occur here as well. And so get your application in, and I look forward to serving you here and helping you to anchor in a modality of design that really is in tune with your unique energetics, that's in tune with your soul's unique expression. And I get so excited about supporting my clients to discover what's possible when you break the rules and relinquish the old forms of consulting and recreate, restructure your lifestyle while attracting amazing money and amazing clients that are aligned with your mission as well. So I look forward to serving you. You can fill out the application below. I also have a link to work with me one-on-one. I'm also accepting private clients. So send me an email through the contact form of the New Earth Architectress website, or if you're on my list, reply to any of the emails that come through, or contact me through social media. All right. I look forward to supporting you, and See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers, to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, gule gule.